This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Often we get all different sorts of organisations here in Joy 94.9, and I love the name of this organisation. It's called CIDA, and it is Children and Young People with Disability Australia. And we're joined by three of them in the studio. Daniel Munter is the Youth Programs Manager at Children and Young People with Disability Australia. And we're joined by two of the youth trainees as well. That is Georgia and Dylan. Welcome to Joy Drive, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you. Now, Daniel, I'll just start with you first. For those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about CIDA? It's a great name. I love it.
It is a great name. So CIDA is the National Disability Representative Organisation for children and young people aged 0 to 25 with disability in Australia. So we work in systemic advocacy. So systemic advocacy being the means to change systems and overall impact legislation, government rollouts or operations, and ultimately any larger system that impacts on disabled young people, from NDIS through to the Disability Royal Commission, inclusive education, a range of different domains and spaces.
That's a lot of responsibility, isn't it? But it's fantastic. What are the main issues that CIDA is hoping to address? What are your priorities?
There are a few different priorities. Ultimately, we are keen to build up the capacity of disabled young people to lead their own issues that are impacting on them. So we run a range of different programs to do so. That's inclusive of things like our Disability Representation, Employment and Accessibility Mission, which is a employment-based network which builds the leadership capabilities of disabled young people. We are hosting our National Youth Disability Summit, which is a conference that brings together disabled young people from all across the country to connect and share ideas and be part of the wave of systemic advocacy and youth empowerment. But we also do a range of different policy positions. And so those policy positions are done in consultation or in co-design with disabled young people to ensure that their voices are being represented and heard on a range of different positions that are important to them.
Dylan, you're a youth trainee with the organisation. Can I ask you what your disability is?
Yeah, so I was actually only diagnosed with my disability in early 2022, a chronic pain condition called fibromyalgia. It's mostly affects women. 80% of cases are women, so it's very under-researched. So it was only really early 2022 that I started to become confident calling myself a disabled person. And, you know, I had symptoms for a long time, but starting to find community. And joining CIDA as a trainee was such a huge part of that, to be around other young people that I share maybe a diagnosis with, but also that I share a lot of life experiences with. Yeah, and then I also have a condition called endometriosis, and it's great to learn about disability pride, which is a big thing that CIDA, you know, encourages and teaches, in that even though it can be difficult to live with a disability, it can also be really, really affirming. You can be really proud of who you are, and you can make really special connections with the people around you.
What are you mentioned it took you a while to come to terms with actually admitting that, you know, you had a disability. What are the main challenges that you face in coming to terms with that and accepting it?
It's a little thing called imposter syndrome that I think we all face just as human beings, but especially when I have what's called an invisible disability. So people can't tell that I'm disabled when they see me, and that is really confronting. And it's this thing of like, am I disabled enough? Have I had this experience enough that other people will accept me? And yeah, being a part of the disability community has been a huge part of that. Yeah, kind of coming to terms with it and being able to really proudly call myself disabled, because I know that when I do that in spaces that I'm a leader in or a participant in, that I can really positively affect other disabled people who maybe don't have that courage and create more accessible, inclusive spaces.
And how are you now? How is your pain?
It's a long process. It's kind of, you have to take a multidisciplinary approach when it comes to chronic illness. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know, you do the medication and the healthcare side of things, but you also have to like eat well, sleep well, go to therapy. Oh my goodness. So much. It's hard work. But you know, things are improving, for the first time in a long time, and it's really exciting.
Georgia, now you also are a youth trainee. What does a youth trainee do with the organisation?
We get involved in a number of CIDAS projects. So as Daniel mentioned earlier, we're involved in the Dream Network. We're also involved in the National Youth Disability Summit. So we help create materials for different programs that we have going on and like looking at the backside of things and trying to like create forms, that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Fantastic. And Daniel, I want to ask you, last year, the final report by the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability, it was tabled in federal parliament. Do you reckon it helped address any of the challenges and issues that people with disabilities are facing?
Big question.
Yeah, the hard-hitting questions here. I would say that it created more visibility to people's stories. Mm. I think that it created opportunity for case studies and people's life experiences to be heard. I think that it created a platform for the general community to understand that there is a historical neglect and history of violence towards disabled people, and that's important to address. In terms of the outcomes of that, it's still to be seen. There is significant resource being put into the review of that process and for there to be outcomes directly from the DRC, which is great to see that commitment from the Australian government. But always when it comes to these types of things, the proof is in the pudding. So it's a wait to see if those recommendations and those experiences are honoured and utilised in meaningful ways.
We just heard Dylan talk about some of the the challenges that they face with their disabilities. Do you face similar challenges with yours?
I would say it's a difficult question, right? Because different people have different life experiences, and so challenges for one person look like challenges for one person will be different to a challenge for another person. I have a what I like to joke as a AAA rating. I've got autism, anxiety, and ADHD, and at times it definitely does create unique and challenging scenarios, especially when encountering the unknown mm-hmm. and what can come with that. It also makes it quite tricky to regulate heavy sensory environments. And on top of that as well, classic PKW walking out the door. Sometimes I forget everything that I'm meant to be taking out with me because of my ADHD. So at times it can be quite tricky. At times all three of my diagnoses can combat each other and create more further challenges there. But there's also beauty and strengths in having disability and the things that I've learned around supporting people, understanding nuance of scenarios, understanding diversity of lived experiences, working in different spaces, but also having I feel like at times there's higher levels of empathy due to living through an experience where, you know, your body is disabling because the way that society is set up is disabling. And so I think that there's a lot of gold and positivity and strengths that comes with disability alongside some of those challenges.
We're chatting with Daniel, Georgia and Dylan from Children and Young People with Disability Australia, or CIDA, about their work. And also we're going to get onto an upcoming summit soon. Georgia, we're talking about you being a youth trainee. What do you like the most about being a youth trainee with CIDA?
Definitely being able to talk to people on the team and talk to staff about their experiences and the different ways that they've grown into their disability identity. I find that it's really helped me grow as a disabled person to listen to the pride around me and like just learn from like even the projects that are going on. I find that I learn so much every day.
Do you find the same thing too, Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I extend that to all the young people with disability that we work with, getting to learn from them and to hear how bravely they share their experiences is so incredible. And to also learn about, yeah, it's not only that, you know, the diversity within disability is so huge, obviously, there's so many different identities, but also every single person as an individual has their own experience with their disability. And like the more people I learn, kind of the more enriched I feel. I feel really lucky. And also as youth trainees, I tell people this when I tell them my job title. I'm like, we're trainees, but because it is a youth organization, we're so embedded into the projects. Like we really are another member of the team and not, you know, we never feel like we're, you know, getting people coffees and sending emails all day. Like we really are valued and we get that extra support that we need to develop as professionals in this field.
I suppose I'll direct this at both Georgia both Georgia and Dylan. In terms of Daniel, you were saying before that you know, part of the organisation's aim is to enable people or young people with disabilities to have their own voice and have their own say. Do you feel like people do a lot of the talking for you and say this is what you need?
Not in my experience. I find that like my voice is encouraged and asked for at pretty much every stage. I mean, co-design is a lot, like a big part of what we do at CIDA, mm-hmm. and I feel as a youth trainee, like, my opinion is sought and valued.
What about you, Dylan?
Yeah, I feel like in disability spaces, sometimes that youth voice isn't there. And I think there's kind of a double barrier with young people with disability, because when we're looking for employment or we're looking for opportunities, people can have a very deficit-based view. So for young people, you know, you don't have the experience, you don't have the training. And then with disability as well, they're looking at all the deficits of your disability, even though having all different types of disability gives you incredible strengths. And as individuals, we all have incredible strengths. So I think, yeah, there are spaces where there aren't young people with disability leading the way. And I think that's really important to, you know, young people are going to be the old people of the future.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
and so I can tell you inspiring. It happens quite quickly.
you can quote me on that, put that on a billboard. You know, so if we invest in young people now, we're setting ourselves up for the future. So I think, yeah, I think in the disability space, disabled voices are being really valued more and more, but it's making sure that those youth voices are in there. And I think what we do at CIDA as well, really try to value Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander voices as well that should be at the forefront of disability justice and disability advocacy.
Fantastic. Daniel, your annual summit is happening, I think, in about a month's time, if I'm correct. Tell us a little bit about the annual summit. What's that about?
Sure thing. So our National Youth Disability Summit is an annual event that we perform at CIDA. So it's quite a long-term process. We hire a group of 12 young disabled people who we call our Youth Council. And on our Youth Council, they have a primary responsibility in co-designing our National Youth Disability Summit. So it's a two-day event, but those 2 days are brought together from 12 months of planning. And in that process, we talk through everything from what is the starting point, what do we want our themes to be, what is the things that we're trying to communicate, what speakers should we get involved, how should the event be, should it be online, should it be hybrid, should it be only in person, where should we host it? There's a whole range of different questions that we ask, but we go a little bit further outside of just those general what do you want to see happen, and we get our Youth Council heavily involved in a range of different elements as well. So as you may or may not know, co-design, we see co-design as an ongoing process. It's not you speak with someone one or two times and that's co-design. It is co-designing and then producing it alongside the target group that we're working with, which is disabled young people. And so they get involved in things like evaluation frameworks. They get involved in media and communication plans. They get involved in a range of different disciplines and domains that come to the summit. But from there, we co-design that. And then we get a shorter time period to put all that together because we spend so much time co-designing alongside each other. And so we're right now in that sprint of dotting the I's and crossing the T's of the in-person event. But it will be on the 22nd and 23rd of May. It will be at Batman on Collins in Nam. And it should be an amazing event for about 150 young disabled people to meet from all across the country.
And if someone is listening and they think I would like to go along to this, where do they get more information?
So unfortunately, our registration process has just closed for our summit, But that doesn't mean that you can't access and be involved with Team Cider. So like we were saying before, our Dream Network, which is an employment-based network to build the leadership skills of disabled young people, mm-hmm. that's still free to access, and young disabled people can apply and become involved. They can do that by entering our website, which is www.cyda.org.au, and that should be on the banner page for you to click through and get involved. There's resources, there's opportunities like workshops, there's opportunities like paid networking events. There's a range of things that young people can get involved and build out their networks and gain opportunities in leadership spaces.
SMS just came in saying, this is a great conversation with these wonderful young people. Thank you for bringing these to our ear holes. I'm glad I said that correctly. Today, Brent from Brunswick. Thank you, Brent from Brunswick, for bringing that in. Now, before I let you go, I will say thank you so much, Daniel, Georgia and Dylan, for joining us on Joy Drive. But I asked you when you came in, give me a song to play after we chat today. And you came up with this particular song. We'll play it in a minute. We won't tell them what it is just now, but why did you choose this song?
So we chose this song as a bit of a gag on our Dream Network. Our CEO played this after we launched the event, and it was such a vibe, such a pop tune, got everyone dancing, so we thought we'd spread the joy here as well.
All right, we're going to go out with it. The website is cyda.org.au. Daniel, Georgia and Dylan, thank you so much for coming in to chat with us today on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having us.
Daniel Munter is the Youth Programs Manager at Children and Young People with Disability Australia, and Georgia and Dylan are two of the fabulous youth trainees, and here's their song.
You can walk my path, you can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.